Amen. Wonderful job, girls. The glory girls. Amen. Let's give them another hand. If you've never sang in front of a crowd, you don't know how difficult it is. I'm going to ask that you all stand this morning as we read from God's Word. And we're going to do something different today. I want you to take your Bibles. I pray that you have your Bibles with you today. And I want you to hold them high as you can. And we're going to say a little saying this morning. I want you to repeat after me. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I didn't hear everybody. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
God's Holy Word.
God's Holy Word.
I am what it says I am.
I can do what it says I can do.
It's a lamp unto my feet.
And a light unto my path.
I believe it is God inspired.
From Genesis to Revelation.
It has life changing power.
And with God's help,
I am willing to change for Him. Today I will never be the same.
Never, never, never.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let's read from the Word this morning. Take your Bibles and turn to Philippians chapter 3 is where we'll be taking the text from. Philippians chapter 3 this morning will kind of tie into today's Sunday school lesson. I had a totally different message on heart in the earlier part of the week. But during a counseling session, the Lord has led me to this particular text. Philippians chapter 3, starting at verse 12. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of Christ Jesus through God. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. The King James is kind of difficult reading there, but with the help of the Lord, we're going to expound. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you today. Lord, for being here today, I thank you that I will never, never be the same after hearing this message. Lord, I pray that for everyone here this morning. May we take what is preached here today and apply it into our life. Lord, if we don't apply it into our life, it's nothing but wasted time of being here today. But Lord, I pray this morning that everybody is malleable and ready, Lord, to be shaped and formed into a servant of Christ for you. We ask it in God's holy name through our Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. This morning we're looking in the text of Philippians, and many of you know that the book of Philippians was written by Paul when he was on one of his missionary trips. If you flip over in chapter 4, he says, "Oh, I thank you for the offering that I've received from Epaphroditus while here on my pilgrimage to spread the gospel." So we know Paul is writing here while he's on one of his missionary trips. But this morning you have to get the text that is at hand this morning, and you have to fully understand the person of Paul, which was formerly Saul, to understand today. He says, not as though I had already attained, either were already to be perfect. Paul was one of the most, the meanest, the baddest, the ugliest guy that we see in the beginning of the New Testament. Many of us will flip on old Western Gunsmoke or somebody, and pretty quickly you can see who the outlaws are. Well, if we were able to do that today with the television before Paul became Paul, while he was Saul, we would see him as the same character. But this morning, I want you to see what Paul says there. He says, "Brethren, I count myself not to have apprehended it." If you look in another translation, what he says basically, in layman's term, he's saying that I have not yet possessed that Christ wants me to possess, the gift of being perfect. The King James says perfect. Some other Bible says some different translations. But what he's saying is, I have not become complete yet in Christ. Now you may think this morning that that's not anything difficult or anything that's hard, but you have to understand who Paul is now. This man has written 13 books of the New Testament that we know of, 14 if you give him the book of Hebrews. This man has led numerous missionary trips. This man has been bound in chains and handcuffs and drug into the Roman officials to be testified about Jesus Christ. This man has lived a life that we would say far surpasses, I would say, anybody in this church as far as his missionary journeys go, including myself. But he still says, I have not attained it yet. This man is laying everything out on the table. All of his cards are out. His resume is out there. But he says, I have not attained it yet. The number one thing that Satan will use to battle every one of us in our spiritual walk is that, buddy, you're there. You don't need to be any closer. You finally got it, Bright. Oh, you can pray once a day. You're there. You're where you need to be. No need to get any closer. Brother David was sharing about being in Haiti, the spirit of evilness that was there, the spirit of darkness because of the government and the people that set it up and what they believed in. But Brother David, if he hadn't went down there, prayed up and ready to go, Satan would have used beforehand, David, no need to pray. You're going into this country far better than what they are. Nobody. Except if we dig deep enough, can come to the realization that we personally cannot attain it. It only comes through the gift of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we try personal works, but it gets us nowhere. But Brother Paul, as I just laid out his resume for you, he says that he has neither come to perfection or completeness. But he gives us a couple things. He says, this morning, he says, Old Richmond EMC, I'm going to teach you how to obtain being complete or perfect in Christ. However you want to see it. If you look up the Greek word there for perfect, it means completion, bringing to a whole, the finishing of an event is what it means. And what he's saying this morning is I have for you two keys this morning of how you're going to receive that which he wants us to receive. Two simple instructions, he says. And he starts there in verse 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended it, but this one thing I do. He says, if you don't listen to me now. He says, I'm getting ready to give you the jewels of Philippians chapter 3. The jewels is the one thing that he does. If this morning, if you could talk to Bill Gates and say, Bill Gates, I know you got your wealth from right here, but tell me one thing that helped you in your financial success. Wouldn't you listen? I would. This is what Bill Gates would say if he believed Brother Paul. The one thing that I do, let's see what he says in verse 13, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Let me put it to you very plain and simple what he says. What he says is, brothers and sisters in Christ, I want you to do what I did, and what I did was forgetting those things which were past. What he's saying is, I forgot all about my past. There's no way that we can get beyond ourselves in the future if we don't forget that which is past. There's nobody in here this morning that does not have a past, even to the youngest child. Yesterday is history for them. Yesterday is the past. It's not always the best. It's not always the worst, but in any circumstances, what he's saying is you have to forget the past. And in part of forgetting the past is giving up some of the activities and things in the past that we may have used to associated ourselves with. Well, you may think, well, what did Brother Paul have to forget his past for? The reason he had to forget his past is because he was, as I said, one of the worst scoundrels, if I should call him that, that we see of in the beginning of the New Testament. And to show you some of that, if you have time this week during your personal devotions, flip over to Acts chapter 7, Acts 7, around verse 57 or 58. Paul held the coats. It tells us there that they laid down the coats at Paul's feet as they continued to stone Stephen unto death. Here's a man that says, hey, fellas, let me hold your coats while you kill this man. He was there. Many times he participated in persecuting Christians. We know that Paul, which was known as Saul, was converted on his way to Damascus. But the reason he was on his way to Damascus was not to go by the town and country restaurant and to get an omelet. The way to Damascus was to go and kill and persecute Christians is what he was going for. That was the only reason he was going. It was not to benefit the church. It was not to benefit the Jews, as he thought, as he said. Many times we'll sell our personal agendas to make people think that we're doing it to benefit somebody else, but in reality, it's a personal agenda inside, and that's what Paul was doing. His number one goal was to make Christians' life a living hell on earth. That's what his number one goal was. And he was succeeding. He was succeeding until the Lord instantaneously met him on the road to Damascus and changed his life. But what I want you to see is, right here, he's telling you, Old Richmond EMC, the only way you're going to be complete in Christ is forgiveness.